Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Long Cat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 2. Episode 2. Find the Girl.
Here.
No!
All right, you've made your point, fine.
JJ! JJ! I'm going back to the hut! JJ! Oh, gross. Don't bring him back, please! Okay, bye!
We should try having some fun, pet!
Not with you, you crusty asshole! Why does this keep happening? Everyone else is enjoying themselves. Why can't I? Oh, God, what's wrong with me? Oh, God, I can't see a bloody thing. It's a health and safety nightmare. Knowing my luck, I'm going to slip on a sand dune and break my ankle and just fall into a ditch and die. That'll make everyone happy, won't it?
Hey!
Oh, who's there?
Oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It was an accident. Are you okay?
I didn't see you there.
Yeah, it's nighttime.
Yeah, and you're lurking in the dark like a bloody creep. Excuse me.
Hey, wait. Whoa, wait up. Where are you going? Hey, man, I'm real sorry. I didn't mean to scare you, man.
What? I wasn't scared, man.
I didn't mean to freak you out. I was just chilling, I guess. Trying to get away from that awful party.
God, it was awful, wasn't it? I thought it was me being a party pooper.
Party pooper. I like that. No, it really sucked. Chet.
Beg your pardon?
My name, it's Chet.
Oh, Chet. What an excessively American name. I'm Elizabeth. Betty, for short.
What an excessively British name. Shake hands, m'lady.
Oh, how civilized. Oh, go on, then. Very firm. Nice, dry palm. Well done, Chet.
I try. Do you want to go for a...
Chet, before you say anything else, I'm not interested, and I never will be.
That's cool.
Is it? Oh. Good. I assumed you were, you know...
A sleazebag? No, I get it.
Sorry I shouted at you before. I'm not good with sudden shocks.
Who is?
Well, I might be worse than most. I've had a weird year.
Well, hey, I'm sorry to hear that. I've had kind of a bad time, too. I came traveling to find some goddamn peace, you know?
Oh, yes, yes. Exactly. Me too.
We won't find it here, man. It's so touristy.
Maybe I won't find it anywhere.
Come on now, don't say that.
Wherever I go, I seem to be taking it all with me. I can't get away from it. And my sister, she's back at the party, she's just so full of beans all the bloody time. I just need some bloody space to get my head together. I just need some... Oh, I don't know, I just need...
Some goddamn peace. Totally.
Oh, how embarrassing. You're a stranger. And I just said more to you than I have my own sister in 6 months of traveling.
Betty, I know we just met, but I think maybe I can help. There's this amazing place I go to in Rishikesh in the Himalayas.
The Himalayas?
It is so beautiful there. There's this ashram run by this incredibly authentic guru. He's amazing. He's from San Francisco. I'm heading there tomorrow. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you could come with. I know that sounds crazy.
I mean, it does, but... I could. Oh, but my sister...
Sounds like she's doing fine here, partying her ass off. But I think you need something else.
Where you'll be working, JJ? The vegetable patch. It's the edutainment part of Jack's giant land. You drive the people cart through the greenhouse, and you tell the guests about agricultural practices in medieval England.
Oh, that's peaceful.
Yes, it's a very unpopular ride. Sometimes you won't see anyone for hours. A good place to be alone with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely.
On your right, a row of bees.
Wow, I've only seen them in cans before.
Those fresh beans get cooked in a delicious tomato sauce and sold here in the park from Jack's food cart.
It's very interesting.
Here, your turn to drive. You need to practice.
I don't actually have a license.
The people cart's top speed is 3 miles an hour. I think you'll be fine.
No car chases in this, then?
No, that wouldn't work at all. Might void the insurance. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, yeah, good point.
That's it. See? Easy. Here, try the microphone.
Okay. Hello? Oh, sorry, it's a bit loud, isn't it? Hello. Welcome to Jack's Giant Vegetable Patch. On your left, you can see...
Giant marrows.
Giant marrows.
Don't worry, there's a script. You can learn it tonight.
Oh, cool.
Oh dear. Someone's not very excited. Are you a thrill seeker by any chance?
No, not at all. I'm really very grateful for the job. Thank you.
Don't worry, JJ. I won't let you get bored. Maybe I should put you on the Trousers Meowsers roller.
What? No!
Watch out!
Oh, no! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just lost focus.
It's all right.
I am really sorry.
You flattened a cabbage, that's all. Come on, start it up again. Let's keep going.
I'm really sorry.
Just concentrate.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nobody's ever lost control of the people cart before. Maybe I should put you somewhere else.
No. I like it here. Please don't put me on the Trousers Meowsers coaster.
All right.
Why is it even here, anyway? It doesn't fit.
In Jack's Giant Land? I think it fits. It's very English.
But it's got nothing to do with fairy tales. It's...
Yes?
Trousers Meowsers. That's Mr. Crackle's catchphrase. From Mockery Manor.
Indeed it is. But how did you know that? Have you been to Mockery Manor? Oh, silly me. Of course you have. You're Parker's ex-girlfriend.
We weren't dating, we were just...
Do you know Jenkins, too?
Yeah, I know Jenkins.
Darling Jenkins. He got me my first theme park job. And how well do you know Margot Mockery?
Not much. I haven't spoken to her since I worked there, a few years back.
So you left before we started the exchange program?
I don't know. Maybe. What is it?
All right. Mockery and Dunkelschloss swap attractions every season to keep the parks fresh for our guests. In fact, all the wizard entertainment parks across Europe are involved in the scheme. When we get a new ride from another park, we make superficial changes so it fits our aesthetic. Mockery sent us the Trousers Meowsers ride in 91, and we were planning to give it a beanstalk facade. But alas, budgets were tight and, we never got round to it. And you know what? I think you might be right. It doesn't really fit. Do you think the guests will mind?
Probably not.
Oh, it's so good to have a young person's perspective. Thank you, JJ.
That's okay.
You know, I could bring you into the exchange program if you like. It's hit a small bump in the road. Perhaps we need a fresh pair of eyes on the problem. Would you like to be involved?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Oh. Miss Peterson.
Hilda, please.
Hilda, I really need a shower. Mockery had a staff dormitory.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that here. Our staff live off-site. They rent in the local village.
Rent, right. Could you advance me some of my wages?
No need. For you, we're making an exception. You'll be staying right here. In the Schloss, in fact.
The castle? Is that where you live?
Heavens, no. Nobody lives here. You'll be on your own. The first inhabitant of the Schloss for 50 years. What a privilege.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Ah, this is nice. Perks of management, eh?
Deck chairs on the balcony, great view over the park,
and a G&T at 2 PM.
You should join us for lunch more often, Parker.
Oh yeah, love to. Another drink, Margot? I'll pour.
I'll do it. You make them too weak.
Margot? I'm trying to be professional here, you old lush.
That's inappropriate, Parker.
Oh, sorry.
I can take a joke, Jenkins. And I am an old lush.
No, I didn't mean it. Just having a laugh.
Ho, ho, ho. To the bottle I go. To heal my heart and drown my woe.
Some recite Hamlet in their melancholy. Margot quotes hobbits. Margot, dear, why don't you have a lie down?
You do tell me what to do, Jenkins.
Out of care, my dear.
Is that what it is?
Darling.
I am weary. Perhaps I will close my eyes for a while. Take a short nap with the breeze kissing my face.
Yes.
The music of the park in my ears.
Yes, you do that. You rest, my love. I will stroke your forehead, sing you to sleep. I have a memory of a sweet rendezvous. And in that memory, I'm dreaming and loving you.
Should I go? I'll go.
Stay. I need to talk to you. And look, she's already asleep.
Blimey, that was quick.
You don't need to whisper. She's been on the sauce since morning. She's dead to the world. Look, Margot. Margot! See? Nothing.
Oh, God, I didn't realise she actually had a problem. I feel terrible. I called her an old lush.
We all have different ways of coping, Parker. And Margot has a heavy load to carry. Speaking of which, how are you, my boy?
Me? I'm all right, thanks.
You never think about that nasty to-do 3 years ago?
No, not really.
Or about your father? That terrible accident? Sometimes that feels as though it was yesterday.
It wasn't an accident, though, was it? He was murdered.
Yes. That was quite the revelation, wasn't it? And how are you feeling about that?
I try not to think about it. I think the healthy thing to do is just throw myself into work. Try and block out all the horrible stuff, you know?
Absolutely. The good old-fashioned way. Too much dwelling and thinking never did anyone any good.
Yeah.
That's why I keep you so busy, my boy.
Yeah.
Maybe not busy enough, eh?
What do you mean?
Well, you still have plenty of time to make expensive phone calls to Germany, don't you? Eh?
Oh,
I hear you've been speaking to Hilda. May I ask why?
Well, I asked her if she needed any summer staff. JJ got in touch, asking about a job.
JJ? Why didn't you tell her to come here? Margot would be delighted to see her.
She didn't want to. Bad memories, I suppose. So I suggested Dunkelschloss.
Well, goodness me. Our JJ in Dunkelschloss. Now that presents an interesting possibility.
Does he?
You must contact JJ again, Parker. But find a way to do it without alerting Hilda.
Why's that?
Oh. Well, you know, I suspect Hilda is running an illegal operation behind my back.
An illegal operation?
Now, I don't have any details, just suspicions. Which is why it would be tremendously helpful to have eyes on the ground, as it were.
You want JJ to get involved?
No, not involved. Just observe from a safe distance. If she's already there, if she already has eyeballs and a brain, she might as well use them for the good of the family. If there's anything fishy going on, we'll pull her out immediately. And I'll have grounds to investigate further. Chances are everything is fine and JJ will see nothing at all.
I'm not sure I feel comfortable asking her to do anything. After everything she's been through.
Yes, yes, of course. Perfectly understandable. But if you don't ask, I will. But how to contact her? That's a tricky one. Parker, lean over the balcony and see if it's anyone important.
Yeah, okay.
Hello? Anyone in? Margot! Parker?
Good heavens.
Hello?
Is that...
Betty?
Well, well. A veritable twin bonanza.
Parker? Is that you up there? Your hair's so short.
Oh my God, what are you doing here?
Margot said she'd give me a job, remember? I mean, it was a while ago, but I really need a job. Even here.
You need a job too?
Oh, Parker, I've had the worst time. And I have no idea where my sister is.
We have no idea where the girl is. She would have left Tokyo by now.
We are looking at passenger lists from last 2 weeks, Genkai.
Satoshi, what are you doing? He won't fit in the single bin pack. Use the hacksaw.
Bodanko, help him.
But I did not bring apron.
Then you'll have to get your fancy clothes dirty, won't you?
Oi. The girl? Could she have done this?
Impossible. She's just a mule, a desperate fool. She could never kill a man like Hisoki.
Bodago, tell me, how is Hisoki?
Hisoki is in, how you say, two manageable chunks, Genke-san. Three manageable chunks.
Today is my daughter's birthday, but I am here. Do you know what I was going to give her?
A Barbie dream house?
The Vermia. She's very good at art. What better present for the talented young artist than a painted by a master?
Our apologies, Genkai. We will return the money you paid us.
No.
No?
There is a space on my daughter's bedroom wall, and it will be filled.
Of course, of course. There is another work from the Boston heist, a small Manet, a fine substitute for the Vermeer.
I want what I paid for, and I am curious what happened here. We will find out who killed Hisoki. We will find the girl, and we will retrieve the Vermeer.
Mockery Manor is written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design, and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanette was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins, the DJ, and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Hilda and Margot. Alistair Beckett King was Chet, Daniel the Russian gangster, and additional voices. And Kenzo Kaneyama was Genkai. As well as CDs, theatrical programs, and art prints, you can now buy Mockery Manor t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and more from our online shop. Visit longcatmedia.com and go to the store tab to look at all our lovely designs. And remember, everything you buy directly supports us and helps keep the show going. Keep an ear out for episode 3 on September 16th.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation?
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
Now, I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The sore is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
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 Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?